Have you ever tasted something that was truly bitter? Not too good, is it? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for A Seat at the Curb. Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." So how do you avoid bitterness growing up inside of you? Jesus always had the answer, and perhaps that is what you need today. Luke 6:27 and 28 says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." So let's break it down. How do you avoid bitterness growing in you? Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. In one word, forgive. I never said it was easy, but forgiveness can release a power to set you free from bitterness. How about forgiving today? Release that person you're holding on to and give them to Jesus. He can deal with them. At the Rescue Mission, we take a seat at the curb with those who are embittered. They blame others, they hate others, they curse others. Our prayerful hope is that they would forgive and let go and find forgiveness in Jesus. Would you take a seat at the curb with our clients by supporting our chaplains and our spiritual life team? We can come share at your church. You can help purchase Bibles or other biblical materials. You can pray for our chaplains and the Rescue Mission in Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton. To discover how, go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. A Seat at the Curb is a production of the Rescue Mission Alliance. I'm Chaplain Tom.